section, the problem nobody talks about. Every robotics and edge AI team running NVIDIA Jetson eventually hits the same wall. GStreamer doesn't understand Jetson's native video memory. On a Jetson Xavier NX or Orin, video data lives in NVMe, NVBuf surface, physically contiguous, DMA-coherent memory managed by the Tegra VIC hardware engine. This is the format that NVv4L2 decoder outputs, that NVvidSNV consumes, and that every NVIDIA hardware accelerator expects. It's fast, it's zero copy, and it's completely invisible to upstream GStreamer. The standard GStreamer NV codec plugin targets desktop NVIDIA GPUs via CUDA. It has no concept of NVBuf surface, no allocator for NVMe memory, and no element that can call NVBuf surf transform. If you want to crop, scale, flip, or convert video on Jetson without touching the CPU, you have three options, all bad. 1. Pin to L4T's ancient GStreamer fork, 1.16, times on Jetpack 5. You get NVIDIA's proprietary NVvidSNV, but you're stuck on a 7-year-old GStreamer. 2. Use NVIDIA's SourceDrop plugins patch per Jetpack version. Untested with newer GStreamer, undocumented, and you're on your own. 3. Write it yourself. Every team reinvents the same NVBuf surface to GST memory mapping code. Every team gets the plain offsets wrong. Every team discovers that NVBuf surface sync for device with plain equals dash 1 doesn't work on their L4T version. We wrote GST NVMe C++ to fix this permanently and contributed it upstream to GStreamer. Section, what GST NVMe C++ does. The plugin suite provides three components that fill the NVMe gap. Section, architecture. Section, component 1, GST NVMe allocator. The allocator wraps NVBuf surface create / NVBuf surface destroy behind GStreamer's GST allocator interface. Following the upstream pattern used by GST GL memory and GST Vulkan image memory, it does not override GST alloc size. Video allocators need explicit format, width, and height, not just a byte count. Instead, allocation goes through a custom function. The critical design decision, what is GST underscore memory underscore map, return. On desktop CUDA, mapping gives you a CPU accessible pointer to pixel data. On Jetson NVMe, the planes aren't contiguous in virtual memory, plane 0, Y, and plane 1, UV, can be at completely different addresses. Returning a flat pointer that pretends all planes are contiguous would crash when downstream writes past plane 0's boundary. We follow NVIDIA's convention, GST underscore memory underscore map, returns the NVBuf surface pointer itself. NVIDIA's elements, NVvidSNV, NVv4L2 decoder. Expect this. They cast the map data back to NVBuf surface and access the hardware buffer directly. For actual CPU pixel access, we provide GST for memory underscore map underscore plane, which maps one plane at a time with proper NVBuf surface sync for CPU cache coherency. Section, component 2, GST NVMe buffer pool. Without a buffer pool, every frame triggers NVBuf surface create plus NVBuf surface destroy, a 600 microsecond round trip on Xavier NX. At 30 frames per second, that's 18 milliseconds per second burned on allocation alone. GST NVMe buffer pool pre-allocates a set of NVMe surfaces and recycles them. When the transform element finishes with a buffer, it goes back to the pool instead of being destroyed. The next frame grabs an already allocated surface. The key implementation detail, the pool reads actual hardware strides from the allocated NVBuf surface, not from GStreamer's GST video info calculation. NVMe surfaces on Jetson have alignment padding that differs from what GStreamer computes. Without correct strides in GST video meta, downstream elements would garble the output. Section, component 3, NVMe convert. This is the user-facing element, a GST-based transform that wraps NVBuf surf transform, the Tegra VIC, video image compositor, hardware engine. The VIC is a dedicated hardware block on every Jetson SoC. It can crop, scale, flip/rotate, and convert color formats, all without touching the CPU or GPU. A 1080p to 480p scale takes 2 milliseconds on Xavier NX and 35 microseconds on Orin NX. Cap's negotiation was the hardest part to get right. GStreamer's GST-based transform needs several virtual methods to negotiate what the element can accept and produce. Transform caps, given input caps, what output caps are possible. We remove format fields, can convert NV12-RGBA and rangeify dimensions, can scale to any size. Fixate caps, when multiple output options exist, which one do we prefer? We prefer the crop dimensions if set, otherwise the input dimensions. Get unit size, how many bytes is one frame? We parse caps and return GST video info size. Prepare output buffer, where does the output go? We acquire a buffer from the NVMM pool. Propose allocation/decide allocation, the standard GStreamer allocation query dance. We offer an NVMM pool upstream and create one for our output. The transform itself is straightforward. All four operations, crop, scale, flip, format convert, happen in a single VIC hardware call. No intermediate buffers, no CPU involvement, no round trips through system memory. Section, data flow. Here's what happens when a frame flows through a typical pipeline. The zero copy path is between NVVidSNV and NVMM convert. The NVMM buffer passes through without any CPU side data movement. The VIC reads from one NVMM surface and writes to another, entirely in hardware. Section, bugs we hit, so you don't have to. Section, the number filled bug. NV buff surface create initializes number filled to zero. Every subsequent API call checks index, number filled. So if you create a surface and immediately try to map it, the API returns wrong buffer index, because zero less than zero is false. Fix, set surface dash number filled equals surface dash batch size after creation. Section, the plain sync bug. NV buff surface sync for device, surface, zero, minus one, should sync all planes. On some L4T versions, it returns error 4, NVMapMEM cache main bad parameter. The fix, track which plane you actually mapped and sync only that one. Section, the allocator design bug. Our initial allocator overrode GST alloc, size, and tried to reverse engineer width/height from the byte count. This is fundamentally wrong. A GStreamer maintainer pointed us to GSTGL memory and GST Vulkan image memory, which use a custom alloc function with explicit video parameters and don't touch the alloc, size, path at all. The heuristic also produced off by one dimensions, 640 by 481 instead of 640 by 480, due to integer rounding, which crashed on Orin. Fix, drop GST alloc, size, entirely. All allocation goes through GST_allocator_alloc_video, format, width, height, the correct upstream pattern for video allocators. Section, the double free bug. NVMM buffer is an RAII wrapper that calls NV buff surface destroy in its destructor. In NVMM transform, we wrapped borrowed NV buff surface asterisk pointers, owned by the pipeline allocator, in NVMM buffer objects. When they went out of scope, the destructor destroyed surfaces that weren't ours. Fix, release, that detaches ownership without destroying. Section, performance. Benchmarks on Jetson Xavier NX, Jetpack 5.1, and Orin NX, Jetpack 6, 1,000 iterations. The Orin's VIC is dramatically faster across the board. 4K to 480p in 31 microseconds. That's 32,000 frames per second of hardware transform throughput. Section, how to use it. Section, basic pipeline. Decode, scale, and save. Section, flip and scale in one pass. The flip method property uses GENUM values. None, rotate, 90, rotate, 180, rotate, 270, horizontal flip, vertical flip, upper right diagonal, upper left diagonal. Section, fan out with T. Each branch gets its own NVMM convert with independent crop/scale/flip settings. The T handles buffer ref counting correctly, no copies at the fan-out point. Section, inter-process video sharing. Producer, writes frames to shared memory. Consumer, reads from shared memory. The shared memory protocol uses a NVMe SHM header with magic bytes, resolution, format, frame number, timestamp, and an atomic-ready flag for lock-free reads. Section, Docker on Jetson. The EGL and Tegra EGL mounts are essential. NVBuff Surf Transform needs EGL initialization even when using the VIC, not GPU, compute path. Section, contributing to GStreamer, what we learned. Section, the process. GStreamer is hosted on freedesktop.org's GitLab instance. Here's the process as we experienced it, including the parts that didn't go as planned. 1. File issues first. We filed 3 issues, number 4979, number 4980, number 4981, describing the NVMe gap. Sebastian Droga, at Slomo, a core maintainer, responded within days with specific guidance. Single MR, C++ 14, insys/nvcodec/. 2. Request account verification. Newfreedesktop.org GitLab accounts can't create forks. File a user verification issue. Tick 2 checkboxes. A bot processes it within minutes. 3. We submitted a 1,400-line MR as a first-time contributor. It was closed. This is the important part. Nurbhik Chauhan, another core maintainer, closed our MR with a detailed explanation that deserves reading in full. The key points. Large first-time MRs don't get reviewed regardless of code quality. Reviews are an investment in people, not code. Maintainers want contributors who will stick around, learn the code base, and maybe become maintainers themselves. The time to review a large feature MR is almost always equal to or greater than the time the maintainer would need to write it themselves. The project benefits from the relationship, not just the code. He was right. We should have started with small contributions to build trust first. 4. Start small for real. After the MR was closed, we went back and found actual bugs in the existing NVCodec code, a typo in a macro name, GST CUDA convert formats, a triple L in an enum, prop prefer stream ordered all lock, unchecked return values. We submitted these as separate small MRs. This is how it's supposed to work. 5. Maintainers give design feedback even on closed MRs. Diego Nieto pointed out hard-coded values in our allocator. Nurbhik pointed us to GSTGL memory and GST Vulkan image memory as the correct pattern for video allocators. Custom alloc functions with explicit format / dimensions, not GST alloc size. We fixed our implementation based on this feedback. Even a closed MR taught us something. Section, what maintainers actually care about. After going through this, here's what we understand now. Trust is earned through small contributions. Nobody gets a 1,400-line feature merged on their first interaction. Fix a typo. Add a missing error check. Clean up dead code. Show that you can follow the project's conventions, respond to feedback, and ship clean patches. Then propose bigger things. Reviews are scarce. Maintainers have a couple hours a day for open source work. Every review is a choice. They'll invest in someone who's likely to contribute again over someone who might disappear. Proving you'll stick around is more important than the code itself. GStreamer has specific conventions. Video allocators don't override alloc size. They use custom alloc functions, see GSTGL memory. Elements need GST debug category, GEnum properties, GST video meta with correct strides, and proper propose allocation / decide allocation. Read the existing code before writing new code. The code output of reviews is a side effect. The community growth is the primary effect. That's a direct quote from the maintainer, and it reframed how we think about open source contribution. Section, the current plan. The standalone plugin, GSTNVMMC++, works and solves the problem today. For upstream, we're taking the long road. 1. Small fixes first, typos, error handling, dead code cleanup. 2. Then a real bug fix in an area we know, SHM or V4L2. 3. After 3 to 5 merged MRs, repropose NVMM in small pieces. Allocator first, 200 lines, then pool, then element. It's slower, but it's how established open source projects work. The code isn't going anywhere. Section, things that surprised us. CAPS negotiation is the hardest part. Writing the actual transform, call NV Buff Surf Transform, done, took an hour. Getting CAPS negotiation right, transform CAPS, fixate CAPS, get unit size, handling pass-through, allocation queries, took days. Reading existing elements source code teaches more than the documentation. Pipeline tests catch what unit tests miss. Our unit tests all passed, but real GST, launch, 1.0 pipelines failed because the allocator produced 640 by 481 instead of 640 by 480 due to integer rounding. One pixel off. This only manifested on Orin, not Xavier NX. Docker on Jetson needs specific mounts. The NVIDIA runtime, runtime NVIDIA, isn't enough for GStreamer pipelines. You also need the host's GStreamer plugins directory, EGL libraries, and GLVND alternatives. Without EGL, NV Buff Surf Transform silently fails even when using VIC compute. Maintainers review closed MRs. Even after closing hours, two maintainers left technical feedback that improved the code. Stay respectful, act on the feedback, and the relationship continues. Section, links. Reference implementation. Upstream MR, closed, with useful discussion, 11101. Follow-up small MRs, 11104, 11105, 11106. Issues, number 4979, number 4980, number 4981. GStreamer Contribution Guide, streamer.freedesktop.org/documentation/contribute. Anatomy of 4G Streamer Shared Memory Bugs. Fixing a GStreamer bug. Why ShimSync always exits with code 1. GStreamer and Video Pipeline Consulting.